Riding in a one-horse open sleigh. Woo, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That's a little taste of Ella Logan, a Scottish-American actress and singer, giving Jingle Bells a nice ride, I think, even if she changes the lyrics a little bit to Bingle Bells and Jingle All the Day. Ella Logan appeared as Sharon on Broadway in Finian's Rainbow. She played Finian's daughter and premiered the song How Are Things in Glaucomora. Real charmer, I think, and backed here by a pretty swinging band led by Bill Hardy, recorded on Brunswick in 1937. We'll hear a full version of that, I promise, in just a little bit. It's the Christmas show on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Well, happy holidays, everyone. This is At the Jazz Band Ball, a podcast devoted to early jazz and swing music. I'm your host, Kevin McLaughlin, with our annual Christmas show with seasonal music recorded in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Well, I think holiday jazz seems not to have really become a thing until about the 40s and 50s with swing and dance recordings. But I do love these early gems from the 20s and 30s, including some real nice Christmas blues by Victoria Spivey and Bessie Smith and Julia Lee and her boyfriends, which we'll hear a little later. And there's also Ella Fitzgerald back in her Chick Webb days. And we have Peggy Lee making her first recordings with the Benny Goodman Band, and our old friend Fats Waller after a few sips of the holiday nog. It's Christmas jazz from the 1920s through the 40s on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Thanks for coming along. Here's a tune that may be more associated with the Benny Goodman Band and Bunny Berrigan's version. It's Johnny Mercer's composition, Santa Claus Came in the Spring, 1935. Here's Putney Dandridge to sing it for us. I'll tell you a little bit more about him on the other side.
Came in spring. Santa Claus came when the skies were blue. I heard his sleigh bells jingling. Say that I met you. Santa Claus came in spring, riding along through the dappled hills, and I just saw him vanishing across the distant hills. I heard his reindeer on the ground. I thought I caught a glimpse of red, but suddenly I turned around, and there you were instead. What if he did hurry away? Santa Claus came when skies were blue, and now it's Christmas every day because he brought me you. Thank you. that I met you. Santa Claus came in spring, gave us that nut down to the daffodil. And I just saw him vanishing across the distant hill. I heard his reindeer on the ground. I thought I caught a glimpse of red, but suddenly I turned around, and there were you instead. What if he turned away? Santa Claus will come back another day. And now it's Christmas every day, because he brought me you.
That was Putney Dandridge singing Santa Claus Came in the Spring from 1935. Dandridge had quite a career. He was a favorite pianist of Adelaide Hall, the famous Duke Ellington singer. In 1932, Dandridge appeared with Bill Bojangles Robinson in the film Harlem is Heaven. The dancer sings Is You Is or Is You Ain't while Dandridge accompanies him at the piano. Eventually, he settled in Cleveland, Ohio, forming a band with Lonnie Johnson, the great guitarist. And then he kind of dropped out of sight in the 30s. It was speculated that he was forced to retire due to ill health. Putney Dandridge, who, by the way, is no relation to Dorothy Dandridge, the great singer and film star. Well, next we have another seasonal tune. It may not be entirely Christmassy, but it works well for this time of year. It's called There's Frost on the Moon. It's composed by Fred Allert with lyrics by Joe Young. And we're going to hear a recording from 1937 with the Chick Webb Orchestra and a trio of young singers, including Ella Fitzgerald, and two of the Jordan brothers, Louis Jordan, who normally plays alto sax and would later go on to form his own band, and Taft Jordan, the younger brother of Louis, the trumpet player, who are here singing as part of the Webb Trio, probably assembled for this recording session. Here is There's Frost on the Moon from 1937, Chick Webb.
Thank you. in my heart. Even in January, I know why I'm married. So on the ground with you around, there's Christ on the moon rebuff.
That was a 1937 recording with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan and Taft Jordan singing as a trio with the Chick Webb Band in a tune called There's Frost on the Moon. It's At the Jazz Band Ball. Kevin McLaughlin here with you. We're listening to Christmas jazz from the 1920s through the 40s. Next we have Every Day's a Holiday, Fats Waller and his Rhythm, in a recording from 1937. The song was featured in the 1937 Paramount Pictures film of the same name, Every Day's a Holiday, and it was sung by Mae West. Here's Fats Waller.
Sunday too. Every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, a May Day rendezvous. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out, they ought to close those banks. Though it's not November, baby, I feel like thanks. You know I said, your Happy New Year, a movie premiere, a Christmas present too. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. When me on out there with that holiday, yeah.
Every Day is a Holiday, Fats Waller and his Rhythm from 1937. And by the way, that one featured an unusual lineup for his rhythm. Paul Campbell was on trumpet, Coffee Roberts, clarinet and alto sax, Fats, of course, on piano, Seely Burke, guitar, Al Morgan, string bass, and Lee Young, drums. Well, next we have a couple of snow songs First, Claude Thornhill and his classic 1941 Snowfall. And then we're going to go back in time a little bit to James P. Johnson and Snowy Morning Blues from 1927.
Thank you.
James P. Johnson playing his own Snowy Morning Blues from 1927. And before that, we heard Claude Thornhill and his orchestra playing his classic Snowfall from 1941. Well, staying with Claude Thornhill for a minute, he was born in 1908 in Terre Haute, Indiana. Thornhill studied at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music and the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Well, he and clarinetist Artie Shaw started their careers at the Golden Pheasant in Cleveland, Ohio, with the Austin Wiley Orchestra. And pretty soon, Thornhill went to New York and then later arranged for and played piano for Andre Kostelanitz. And in 1957, Thornhill became Tony Bennett's musical director. Here's one more by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. It's called Arab Dance from 1946. It's an arrangement by Gil Evans of the Miles Davis Orchestra later on of Tchaikovsky's Arabian Dance from the Nutcracker.
Thank you.
That was Tchaikovsky's music, The Arabian Dance from The Nutcracker, or as Claude Thornhill and Gil Evans, the arranger, called it, Arab Dance, 1946. Well, next we're going to listen to the John Kirby Sextet. John Kirby, jazz double bassist and bandleader, earlier in his career, he also played trombone and tuba. He was a sideman for a while in the Benny Goodman Band, but he's probably best known for leading a successful chamber jazz genre in the late 1930s and early 40s. He was a fine player and a good leader, and he had a definite style in mind. It's a lighter, classically influenced style of jazz, and I hear, maybe you will too, some presaging of the bebop style, which was just around the corner. So here's another Tchaikovsky-inspired creation from The Nutcracker, this one called Bounce of the Sugar Plum Fairy from 1941, the John Kirby Sextet. Arrangement of Tchaikovsky Nutcracker music called Bounce of the Sugar Plum Fairy from 1941, the John Kirby Sextet. And by the way, that group there, sometimes known as the Onyx Boys, and sometimes just as John Kirby and his orchestra, was made up of Charlie Shavers, trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Procope, alto sax, Billy Kyle, piano, and John Kirby, string bass, and O'Neill Spencer, drums. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and we're listening to some Christmas jazz from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Well, next we're going to turn to some Christmas blues, because as we know, not everybody has a good time at Christmas. And it's a real genre of blues around Christmas time. We've got Bessie Smith and Victoria Spivey from the 20s. And then this next gal to really tell us how it is, this is Julia Lee and her boyfriends and kind of a proto R&B recording that topped the charts, I think number 10 or 11 in the R&B charts in 1948. This is Christmas Spirits, Julia Lee and her boyfriends. Thank you.
my spirits all around me, but I just don't feel a thing. Christmas spirits all around me, but I just don't feel a thing. I'm afraid old Santa won't be coming, 'cause what I want most he can't bring. Now there ain't no use denying, a gal has got to have her man. Ain't no matter how you're trying, life's no good without a man. When he vows he loves you dearly, you know he's lying. Ah, but it's grand. Merry Christmas to all, a happy new year. It's all just a joke when your man isn't near. Santa, 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 you're all through work on Christmas Day. I could go for your long whiskers. You might drop by and plan to stay. When a gal bites man, it is page one news. I got the Christmas blues.
That was Julia Lee and her boyfriends in Christmas Spirit, or possibly Christmas Spirits, from 1948. Our next Christmas blues is courtesy of the Empress herself, Bessie Smith, in At the Christmas Ball from 1925. By the way, the label Columbia didn't release this right away. They just felt that this was too upbeat. It didn't really match her other blues songs, and so they waited until 1940 to release it. Here it is, At the Christmas Ball.
To everyone who likes one.
Bessie Smith singing At the Christmas Ball, 1925. You heard Joe Smith, cornet, Charlie Green, trombone, and Fletcher Henderson was on piano backing up Bessie Smith. Next, we're going to hear from Victoria Spivey. This is Christmas Without Santa Claus with the guitarist Lonnie Johnson. Victoria Spivey had a career in the 20s as a blues singer. She started out just as a seven-year-old. In 1918, she was hired to accompany films at the Lincoln Theater in Dallas. And then as a teenager, she worked in local bars and nightclubs. In 1951, though, Spivey retired from show business to play the pipe organ and lead a church choir. But she returned to secular music in 1961 when she was reunited with her old pal Lonnie Johnson to appear on four tracks on his prestige Bluesville album called Idle Hours. Well, here's one of those tracks from 1961. This is Christmas Without Santa Claus, which starts out sad but ends on a higher note. Here's Victoria Spivey and Lonnie Johnson, recorded in 1961.
Christmas ain't no fun when your good man's gone. Christmas ain't no fun when your good man's gone. When you got 10 babies, none of them grown. He left me Christmas week. Why? I can't see. He left me Christmas week. Why? I can't see. Have all these babies crying, crying out their wishes to me. Not a turkey on the yard, not a chicken in my frigidaire. Not a turkey on the yard, not a chicken in my Frigidaire. That man, what he left us, don't seem like he care. But that's all right. Babies will be grown someday. My babies will be grown someday. And when he's old and walking on a cane, hope they will treat him the same way. Some wants dolls, some wants ducks, some want trucks, clothes to wear to school. That's all right. He's trying to blame me for food. But we don't have to cry no more. There's a big fat Sandy walking in my front door.
Santa Claus made it home. That's good news. Christmas Without Santa Claus, Victoria Spivey sang, and Lonnie Johnson played some guitar in that 1961 recording. Well, here's Ella Logan back to sing Jingle Bells. She's the Scottish-American actress who made her debut on Broadway as Sharon, Finian's daughter in Finian's Rainbow. Here she is with Bill Hardy and the band Jingle Bells, 1937.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Woo, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Was Ella Logan and Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Day, Don't You Know? Bill Hardy conducted the orchestra, 1937. Well, we're going to about wrap it up here. We've been listening to some Christmas jazz from the 20s, 30s, and 40s this week on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. I hope you had a good time. I really enjoy these early Christmas jazz tunes. It's not your average shopping mall fare. And by the way, if you're enjoying these podcasts, I'd love it if you would write us and let us know. The email for the show is kevin@thejazzbandball.com. And as always, the best way I have to know that you're out there is for you to rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. You can do that in stars or in words. It'd be great to see a review for the show. And thanks to everybody who's subscribed to my Substack, which is kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. Subscriptions keep coming in, and I appreciate that. It's free, or you can donate a little bit. It's up to you. Thanks for discovering us and for listening to us regularly. I really appreciate that. By the way, I want to invite you to make requests for the new year, what you'd like to hear, or maybe it could be something we've already played and you'd like to hear again. And if we get enough of these, we might do a whole show of requests, or we'll just spread them out over the year as they trickle in. Try to stick to our format, which is jazz from the early days, 1920s through the 40s. And it should be available some way, either as a link or as a commercially available recording. You can contact us on Substack, which is kevinmclaughlin.substack.com, or via our email, which is kevin@thejazzbandball.com. All right, we're going to finish up here with one last holiday favorite. This is Peggy Lee and the Benny Goodman Band with Winter Weather, 1941. Peggy Lee's joined by Art Lund, who is the male singer on this. Have a great week, everybody, and happy holidays, and we'll see you after the first of the year.
There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm. Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Listening to At the Jazz Band Ball, a podcast devoted to early jazz and swing music from the 20s through the 40s. I'm Kevin McLaughlin.